Cole, he's my miracle child. So how does your miracle child get cancer? How does that happen?
There was a mass, basically a tennis ball-sized tumor at the base of his brain. We were then rushed over to our local children's hospital, and that's when they told us that he had cancer. I couldn't believe that something that big was inside his little head. And everybody always says the worst sentence in the world is you have cancer, and it's not. The worst sentence in the world is your child has cancer. Our oncologist reached out to St. Jude.
St. Jude knew exactly what was happening. They already had a clinical trial going on. The discoveries that St. Jude makes are shared freely around the world. What was important to me was knowing that anything that we did would help future kids, because no child should die of cancer ever. We never got a bill from St. Jude, ever, nor will we ever.
Thanks to generous donors like you, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live.
Nobody expects their child to get diagnosed with cancer, but then when they are, you are so grateful that there's a place like St. Jude. We were just treated from the very beginning like family. I think it's the most worthwhile place to put your money when it comes to childhood cancer.
Join with your debit or credit card right now, and we'll send you this St. Jude t-shirt that you can proudly wear to show your support.
If it wasn't for St. Jude and the people who donate and give money, I wouldn't have my boy.
Get the best holiday deals at Verizon. Now you can get iPhone 17 with iPad and Apple Watch Series 11. All three for $0. No trade-in needed, even on our lowest priced plans. For a limited time, get iPhone 17, iPad, and Apple Watch Series 11. All three for $0. Offer ends soon.
Baby, I've been That was it.
That was how it goes.
Get the gear you want for less during Sweetwater Cyber Week Sale. Save big on musical instruments, recording equipment, content creator bundles, and more. Plus, enjoy up to 48-month financing on qualifying purchases. Fast free shipping included. Shop now at Sweetwater.com.
That'd be the wrong song, though, wouldn't it? We'll play that one tomorrow.
Before using Jobber, our best year was maybe about $900,000. This year, we're on track to break over $4 million. My name is Robert Zolin. I'm the owner of Creative Roof Solutions. We're based out of Lake Stevens, Washington.
Turbo sings, quattro cleans, racing all the way.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Zach.
And we're Hanson.
You are listening to WMUC FM.
It's not too late to outgrow the family hairline. Through Hims, you can break the cycle and get the thicker, fuller hair of your dreams.
Genetics started it, but our range of personalized treatments can help you get ahead of it. Stop hair loss and regrow your hair in just 3 to 6 months with doctor-trusted ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil. See why 79% of customers say they wish they started treatment through Hims earlier. Take control of your own hair destiny. Start today at Hims.com.
I love GoodRx because it has saved my dog's life. He's on 21 pills a day. In addition to saving on that one medication, I'm saving hundreds on the other medications. I don't know what I would do without GoodRx.
All right, should I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or is it something I said?
Get the best holiday deals at Verizon. Get iPhone 17 with iPad and Apple Watch Series 11. All three for $0. No trade-in needed, even on our lowest priced plans. Offer ends soon.
If it's worth showing off, it's worth protecting.
Add tech coverage to your USAA renter's insurance and help protect your electronics from accidents, spills, and more. Help protect your tech for less. Get a quote today.
I am Dumbledore.
Lord Voldemort.
Professor Snape.
Dobby.
And this is Harry Potter, like you've never heard it before.
Harry Potter, the full cast, audio editions. Listen on Audible.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, shop reliable appliances like LG with new features like many craft items.
Hi friends, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Feel it, baby. I can too.
It's such a good vibration.
That was Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch featuring Lolita Holloway. I was about to call her Hathaway. Hi guys, happy Wednesday. Sorry that I took so long. I'm sorry. In all my years of doing this, I just want to get one break. Like one break, guys. In all my years of doing this, this is the one time that I have accidentally, I forgot. I was literally sitting and I was like, oh man. And it hit me. And I bolted over. I did run. I could still feel it in my chest. You know, when you're running really hard in the cold and like the sharp cold air gets like in your throat and it's like, you know, like it feels like that. Yeah, it felt like that. Yeah, so I'm here now, and we were listening to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I've had like a little obsession with this song lately, and I was talking to my friends about it the other day. Just because this song is like so, like I think it's just like it's such a catchy song. And I heard it in the store the other day, and I was like, oh, it's been a while since I heard this. I heard it. It was playing in American Eagle. I just love the part where he's like, come on, come on, feel it, feel the vibration. It's so catchy, but I do not like Mark Wahlberg, and I want to make sure that I put that out there because he sucks and he's racist. Yes. And for whatever old person is listening to this and you're like, Marky Mark and the yes, he's racist. Yes, because he did something a long time ago that I don't remember against an Asian man, and then he went to jail for it, and then he got out of jail and he did that again. So I think he beat up like an Asian American man. Why? I don't know. It's because it's Mark Wahlberg. Sorry, this wasn't supposed to be like the roast of Mark Wahlberg. This is just like me having thoughts. I usually come on here and talk about music videos, but I screwed up today and like I have no time to talk about music videos, so we can talk about Spotify Wrapped. Happy Spotify Wrapped Day, guys. I was talking about it also yesterday, and I was like, when is Spotify Wrapped going to come out? Like, it needs to come out, and I was going to be like, Spotify Wrapped is probably going to come out tomorrow. And this is the first day that it's come out on the 3rd of December. It usually comes out on, like, the 5th or, like, at the end of November, but it's never been on the 3rd, and this time they were like, we're going to release it on the 3rd. So I was expecting to say that. I was going to like say it. I was going to be the one who put it out there first. And then it happened. And I was like, crap, I didn't get to put my claim on it. Like, I didn't get to say that I called it. But anyways, it's out. So glad. I love looking at people's Spotify Wraps. I saw a reel on Instagram that was like, we don't care about your Spotify Wrap. Let's look at. No, I care about your Spotify Wrap. If you're posting on your story, your Spotify Wrapped, and you're like, I don't know if anybody's going to look at this, like, my music taste is weird, know that I am looking at it, and I'm judging you. I'm very interested in your crappy taste. I want to know. I really want to know. My top artist, okay, I'm going to tell you my taste. My top artists for this year were Raven Lane. I'm doing this out from my head. Sabrina Carpenter. I know she's corny. I love her down though. Also Taylor Swift. She's always on me every year. Cause I know the most Taylor Swift songs, guys. And I listen to like the most Taylor Swift songs, but it's always her old stuff. All right. Don't think you're going to catch me listening to some, you know, whatever new, I don't know what her new album is called. Like I want to be respected. You know, I'm better than that. What else did I, who else is my top artist? Oh, my top artist was Dominic Fike. And he's my top artist most years. I'm in the top 0.3% this year. A few years ago, I was the top 0.1. I'm pretty sure I was actually the top artist. the top listener a few years ago. And that was when he released, I think, his, what was that album called? Not the demos. Don't Stare at the Sun? No. It was something like that. I don't know. It was one of his first albums. I think it was his first album. And that was my year. I could not stop listening to him. This year, he released another album, which was Rocket, which is named after his son. So, you know, I had to listen to that album. I was listening to the whole thing.
I was also listening to, like, much more Dominic Fike this year just because he released an album. Like, when an artist releases, or when I'm anticipating a new album, I've got to, like, get into the groove of it. I'm also realizing it's been a minute since I've been in here because, like, I wasn't here that time before break because I had a prior engagement. And then I wasn't here during break because it was break. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. But also during break, something big happened. Stranger Things came out. I don't know if anybody talked about Stranger Things yet on here, but if they did, they haven't heard my take on it. And my take is that it was freaking amazing. I loved it. I loved episode 4. I've gotten a lot of, like, hot takes and a lot of people that I know did not like the new season. And they weren't really, like, excited by episode 4 just because they were like, it's so predictable. We know where the show is going. I miss the old Stranger Things. Season 1 was, like, top tier. Okay, yes, sure. It was, I guess. But, like, I'm okay with how Stranger Things has gone. And I think that the show has really just changed based on the people who are in it. Like, the show is about the kids. It might have started as, like, this dream from the the Duffer Brothers? Did I make that up? Are they called the Duffer Brothers? I think them. This dream from the brothers to, like, make this interesting, spooky, mysterious show, right? That was, like, the first thing that they were going for. But then they found these kids. And these kids were so cool and so interesting. And then they started growing up on camera that, like, it had to become a little funny. It had to become a little stupid. It got a little quirky. It got a little, like, ridiculous. It got a little predictable. And I think that that's fine because that's what the show was about. It revolved around the people. So I love Stranger Things. I love episode 4. I was screaming at the TV like a white man watching a football game. It was really awesome. I'm a Stranger Things fan. Okay. Have been since day one. Used to have a fan account. Don't mean pat myself on the back, but I was a fan. And still am. I still am. So I'm always going to love that show. I'm going to be sad to see it go. But I'm always sad. Like, I did a whole Stranger Things rewatch. That was my reason for saying this. I just remembered. Is that, like, before the new season came out, I did a whole rewatch of the show just to prepare for the new season. And wow, was it amazing. I was just reminded of how much I loved that show. So just some random thoughts that I have. Yeah. Why, you know what? There's a song that I want to play and I'm just going to play it. Like, I don't really have, like, a good transition for it, but it came out recently and I love it so much. This is Hula Girl by The Neighborhood.
Oh, now I'm seeing.
time to treat me like a crash test dummy. Going out the window. Dashboard hula girl, honey. Come and treat me like a crash test dummy.
That was Hula Girl by The Neighborhood, and I don't have much else to say. I love that song a lot. I've been listening to it so much lately. I've been spamming that song. It's going to be on my Spotify Wrapped next year. That's how much I've been listening to it. I just know it. Like, I think I listened to that song maybe like 50 times in the past like 2 weeks. There was one day where I listened to it like 10 times, just like in a day. And it's just me, like, sitting in the car being like, Dashboard Hula Girl. I was about to buy Dashboard Hula Girl, too. But then I was like, does this make me too much like a white man? I don't know. But, like, I love the vibe of the song. You know, come on, it's in my world. I love that. It's so good. It's such a good song. And I'm not, like, the Neighborhood fan. Like, they're, I don't know. I could go on a tangent, but I don't have any time because I was late. So, yeah, that's about it. I feel like I'm going to be here next year for the show. I mean, next week for the show. I should be. Okay. I should be. Because I'm like, this is not a way to end the semester. I should be, like, here next week to do, like, a better job of ending this show. Here is another song that I've been really obsessed with that's so freaking good, so freaking catchy. It's a good headbanger. This is Evil by Interpol. Have a great rest of your week.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life.